Welcome, Freak Nation. Facebook Live, and look at that smiling forehead of Memo Gidley right there. And, of course, thanks to our friends at Continental Tires. You got Speed Freaks at Speed Freaks on Twitter, and, of course, on Facebook. We're on Facebook Live. We're everywhere thanks to our friends at Continental Tire.
And we're on the Gidley GoPro, too.
Yeah.
Now you check this out.
She's a first-timer, so we'll see how the footage turns out.
You can't go wrong with GoPros. Those are pretty stout.
Show your face. Show your face on Facebook Live.
My wife, Maddie.
There you go. Your wife, Maddie.
Love it.
And I'm over here, and again, good to be with you guys here in the Freak Nation. And good to have this happy bastard back in the Freak Nation.
Thank you.
3 years ago this month where you just damn near plowed through about 14 cars. Luckily, it was just one.
Absolutely.
At the time, Memo Gidley joining Speed Freaks. And you say you don't remember anything of that accident.
Right. I don't. Yeah. I mean, that was, a combination of knocked out on impact. And then I was aware getting out of the car, but I don't remember it. But I was probably under so much pain. And then by the time I went to the hospital, between the pain medication they had me on and also the anesthesia from the three surgeries in like 5 days, I was pretty out of it for about a week.
When you had the accident and when they got you out of the car, did they get you out or could you actually get yourself out of the car?
I wish I could get myself out.
Because I didn't see video of that.
I think the only thing that sort of worked was my right arm. So I would have had to have, pulled myself out that way. But, I had 12 broken bones and, fractured legs, kneecaps, fractured arms, broken back. And I was definitely not moving at that point. Couldn't slide in and out of that Gainsco car for sure.
You talked earlier with us about how the body is amazing and how it masks pain sometimes and how it helps to heal and how it takes its own time to heal. So from that point and how you're saying, I couldn't really do much. You were kind of aware but couldn't do anything. And then through this recovery, explain some of the bizarre things that have gone on with your body.
Yeah, it definitely helps to, get the right people that are working on you, the doctors and physical therapists. And, it's like they sort of get things going in the right direction. But actually, there was one doctor I talked to and he said, and this was when I was working on my knee. He said, just give it a little bit of time. Don't do things too quickly because, your body will heal certain things. Just give it a little bit of time. And what I've noticed over the last 3 years is things that I couldn't touch my head with my left arm. I couldn't even come close at first. Then I could shampoo half my head and then all of it. So I couldn't bend my arm straight. I couldn't go up and down stairs, my right knee because the compound fracture of the kneecap. So there's all this stuff that you think that I thought at certain points, okay, this is, I guess, as good as it gets. But then I would take a step better after that. And I think it's just, the body's an amazing structure that can heal itself or deal with stuff to a certain extent.
And tell the story about how Derek Daly kind of helped you through that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it was about, he's been in contact throughout, but I think it was about a year after. And, it wasn't a good time. I was just in this nerve pain, which was just no fun at all. And then also, it was just couldn't do anything, really. Sort of on a plateau, and he did either it was a text I think he sent me or something like that, but he said, it took me, or I still noticed improvements 15 years after that accident I was in.
Wow.
And I thought, okay, but that's the truth because it's 3 years after, and I noticed improvements a couple months ago and to where I'm at right now. So
every plateau or everywhere when you think you're getting to be about as good as it can get, it might just be a plateau and you could get better.
It can. And you gotta, the other thing is you always have to I believe push your body a little bit, like Dr. Terry Trammell, who everybody knows. I've always been in contact with him, and when I had my fusion on my back, he said, I was like, what can I do? What can I do to heal this? I want to do whatever possible to heal this. He said, get out and walk, because you want a little bit of pressure on that back so that it basically starts growing bone or healing, or fixing itself or healing whatever needs to be healed. Including after surgery. So you can't overdo it, but you got to load things. You got to work things. Keep moving just a little bit,
Wow.
Memo Gidley, first of all, I want to point out that you're still a driver because you got the Gainsco name in there earlier when you were talking about the car. So the
sponsor, that never goes away.
The sponsor is there. That's part of your DNA. You mentioned earlier, too, about hardware, that you've got hardware inside your body now. Tell us a little bit about where this hardware is and how it works.
Yeah, titanium hardware, so not the cheap stuff.
Wow.
You're like Lieutenant Dan.
The bionic man.
Yeah. I know, yeah. Actually, I ask for my hardware back every time I get hardware out, and they're like, you want your hardware? They have to like disinfect it and run tests on it or do all this sort of stuff. I'm like, I just want that hardware. Who knows?
Maybe you're not joking about that, are you?
No, like maybe I want to put it on my go-kart or something like that. I mean, it's titanium nuts and bolts, you know? I want to check it out. So, but yeah, there's a lot of stuff.
You need your own crew chief when you get finished with this.
Exactly. No, it's true. Yeah. There's a lot of stuff in me. You know, the crazy thing is, though, and also I have a spinal stimulator in me, which didn't work. It's a nerve thing. It's got a wire that goes up to the spine, and then there's a module back here that controls it all. But so I have all this stuff in me, but actually when I go through a metal detector, nothing goes off except for the zipper in my jeans. That's the only thing that goes off.
Wow. Do you have to carry a special card when you get on an airplane to let them know that you got stuff in here and this is what it is?
I do, but I've never used it. So I think it must be the titanium. Maybe that doesn't show up or is not a threat. Or maybe, I don't know, maybe I just smile at them and they say, come on through.
You mix in a little carbon fiber and you'll be good to go.
Good to go, yeah, exactly.
Wow, wow. So how far away are you from getting back in a car? Is that, I'm sure that's something you want to do.
Yes.
You were a super sub many years ago. Now you're going to go back to being a super sub? Are you going to have a contract with somebody? What's the status now?
Well, you know, racing, it's just, even when I was a full-time ride, I had a full-time drive or was out there actually healed and ready for a ride, it's like it's always sort of on and off a little bit. So the biggest thing is just being in a position where if an opportunity opens up, that you're ready to go. You know, like I'm physically ready, I'm able, and I want to drive.
If somebody knocked on the door right now and said, hey, we need you, you'll be ready to go this weekend?
I'm ready, actually. Yeah, I went to, when I got the okay about a month ago or a month and a half from the doctor, then I went out to the go-kart track, one where nobody was at because they didn't want them to see me.
Right.
But I wanted to get a feel to see if I was physically, you know, nothing sort of jumped out that I couldn't do it. But actually, I was pretty good, and time-wise, everything was good, and everything felt good, so...
Now tell me the times. Were the times commensurate to what you did before?
Yeah, they were. Yeah,
you're
yeah.
as fast as you used to be.
Yeah, it took me a couple of sessions actually, which maybe this is too complicated for most, but just to feel the right amount of rotation, get in the corner, and just be smooth and sort of put it all together. But other than my neck was falling off after about five laps, just because you know the physical strength.
Did you tell the doctor to put another half second a lap in there when he operated on?
Yeah, exactly. I got titanium, so you know I'm light.
Hey, you know.
Well, you've clearly been working out and doing some things to help your physicality. But like you said, getting in a go-kart, there's some of these muscles that you just, no matter what you work on them in the gym, it doesn't compare to being actually in the seat.
Yeah, no. I mean, when you get in a drive 125 shifters, which is the fastest class, and when you get in those, you know, you're at 2.5 G's through the corners. So physically, I always tell people when I raced Indy cars, I said, you want to drive an Indy car, the closest thing you're going to get to it is driving a 125 shifter.
Wow.
From a grip standpoint, acceleration, all that. So it's very physical, and so it's sort of the upper end of where I would be. And so it was good to get back in that go-kart.
Before we give it back to Kenny, Mimo Gidley, I remember the accident you had at Road America years ago, 10 years ago, whenever it was, and how insane that was.
Yeah.
This is a dumb question from a journalist, a media guy, but is there any comparison between the two?
Not really. Well, no, they're so far apart because the one at Road America, as bad as it looked, I was back in the hotel that night. So, you know, they took me and checked me out and then released me. So I was back in the hotel that night and raced 2 weeks
because all
later.
The energy was dissipated and the car exploding. The
car was destroyed.
Yeah.
I mean, I look at the car. I've got pictures of it. You know, it's in a book. And it was destroyed for sure. But, you know, you just never know. Sometimes you see accidents where the car looks horrible and the person walks away. And sometimes you're like, doesn't look like that bad of a hit. The guy's suffering a little bit more. The one here, it was, you know, I don't remember it. So, but the recovery was for sure the worst.
If two, I could 3 years. Yeah.
Yeah, if I could not remember the first year and a half, like, that would be fantastic, because the first year and a half was, like, kind of super frustrating, especially at first, and painful.
Do you talk to Matteo Maticelli? Is that how you say his name?
I don't know how you say his name, and honestly, that's one of the big disappointments this whole incident.
Is the guy who you rear-ended.
The guy who I rear-ended, yeah. And regardless of whose fault it may or may have not been, if it was his fault, if it was my fault, you know, whatever. It's like he was out of the hospital the next day, and I was in there for 2 months, and definitely suffered a lot more. Well, he got actually went to Sebring, and then they pulled his license because he did something goofy at Sebring, pulled out in front of cars and caused an accident. But he never sent me a text, or he never sent me an email and said, "How you doing?" Which I don't know the guy. He's in Italy, but that was a little disappointing for sure.
Not one word.
Not one word. And I would have, if I was in an accident, even if it was my fault, if I got out of the hospital the next day and the other guy was in there for a while, I probably would have called or sent a text and said, "Hey, how you doing? Sorry it happened." Something like that, regardless of whose fault it was.
What do you think that is? Why not? Have you heard why he hasn't contacted you?
I haven't. And, you know, if he was a driver in the U.S., then I would reach out to him and say, "Hey, you know, what's going on?" Or just reach out myself. And, you know, why? I would, if he was in the U.S., I would have heard something. I'm not sure why he never reached out at all. Not sure. Disappointing, though.
Very disappointing. Yeah. There's a human decency factor there that was missed.
I would think. Like I said, it's not because it was his fault or my fault or whose fault, but it was a big accident. Two people were involved, and I would have reached out.
Wow.
Let's lighten the mood, though. How cool is she?
She's
and
great.
How much has your wife been through and just being your rock?
Yeah, you know, I mean, you guys see me in a pretty good mood, right? And normally I'm always in a pretty decent mood, happy, smiling. But I'll tell you, when you have a nerve pain, it's like someone – for me, I described it as someone taking a ball peen hammer, a metal hammer, and hitting me on the tailbone like continuously. That's what it was like at first, the kind of pain. And so that puts you in a mood, very short fuse, you know, very short fuse, like not even there. And, you know, and I would respond in a very, you know, abrupt, mean way, just because I was so quick and short. So she, you know. Anybody around me, my wife Maddie, you know, my mom, you know, any who were the closest for sure. But Maddie had to live with me, unfortunately.
Did you ever say, Maddie, that, "Look, dude, I'm about 6 feet away from your backbone right now. I'm going to punch you in that. You don't feel
I tried once. No.
Don't make me punch you up in your backbone.
She's like, oh. I'm like, okay, yeah, I got it.
It didn't take much, you know, just a little
Not tough. At that point, yeah.
So before we get away from here, your fans want to know when you're going to be in a car, when you're going to be testing, when you're going to be back again.
Answer these questions that you might not know.
I know. I know. It's going to be soon. I mean, I'm, you know, it's probably going to start on the West Coast, I would say. There's a radical dealer that's at Sonoma, Sears Point. He wants me to do some testing in the car. And then another turned into a friend of mine, another guy coach owns this place called TKO Motorsports, and they develop and build cars, and he wants me to start testing his cars too and to give him some feedback. So it's going to start with that, I would say, one of those two. And then, but the go-kart, I'll be out on Tuesday on the go-kart. So I'm driving
so
now.
Cool.
The real question, are you going to get back to frosting your hair?
Yeah, I know. I was talking about that to Maddie. I said, I got to get back to doing that. So I got to tune her up on how to do it herself.
Memo Gidley, great to have you.
Thank
you're
you
back and you back in the Freak Nation.
Thank you. Yes. Yeah, no, appreciate being back, and just want to say thanks to everybody that's out there. You know, even if you just thought about me, I really appreciate that thought.
Atta boy.
Yeah.
All right, we're still on Facebook Live. Let's get a photo over there.
Yes.
Right on.
All right.